What's happening, guys? I hear kids, up here running around. It is crazy in my house, but COVID times here where I am, we're locked down, and one of my three-year-old to have some fun, but it's not what I'm here to talk about with you guys. So guys, a number of things have come up as I'm getting messages and things and some of you guys coming through. I'm really excited for a lot of you guys. You're getting a lot of traction. You're using the things we taught in this group. Keep going, guys. It's amazing. But a lot of you are butting against some issues, right? Against a few things that are kind of backlashing, and you're kind of curious, like, why? What's happening here? So the analogy I like to use in this situation, guys, and I've been doing this for a while. I've been coaching for over 20 years. And so the analogy I like to use here is, you know, if you're building a house, you could be an amazing builder, right? You're pouring the concrete, laying the foundation. But if you have one tool, right? And in this case, the tool you have is the hidden motives technique, right? We talk about the triad connection, but you have one tool. Say I give you a screwdriver. It's the best screwdriver in the world. However, it's one tool, right? That house is going to need so many different angles, right? You're pouring concrete. You're laying the foundation. Maybe there's rebar. Maybe you got to dig, right? So you need a shovel, a backhoe, right? There's different types of tools, right? A hammer is great, but you know, a nail gun is a lot faster, a lot better. But you don't just get a nail gun, you have to learn how to use the hammer. So just like your relationships, just like your life, you need a host of tools to do things correctly. You need a host of them. And when you're building a house, you start with the foundation, right? We talked about this, the hidden motives technique, as well as we have a bunch of other things that are in there. But you also have inspectors that are coming through. You have other people who are watching the work, looking at things that you may have missed. Right, and this is the difference between a great builder and just a crappy builder, right? I want the great builder building my house for my family, right? The great person working on that. I want the inspectors coming in and being rigid and looking at the foundation, the walls, right? Here I am talking to you about a 2,000 square foot basement, right? That is my office slash man cave, and I want to make sure this is all structurally sound. That's really important to me, right? That it's all there. And so there's a lot of things that can come up here, right, for a lot of us as men. And if you read the things that, you know, what are the complaints women have often as men, and I'll go over another one with you guys. And one of those complaints that women might have, and this just came up in a call, that's why I'm bringing it up, is being decisive. So if you guys are using some of these techniques, that's great, but remember, they're just one tool, and you guys need to go back through the triad of connection video, and that's just an explanation of one tool that we have. And I'm sharing this with you because this guy who's going through the situation, you know, he decided to be connected with his wife, be connected with his partner, which was great. And then it came to actually sitting down and having some conversations. And then he hemmed and hawed. Well, you know, maybe we do it after the holidays, or maybe we do it before, I don't know. And she lost respect for him. And one of the things that the woman in your life, is looking for you is leadership, right? Part of leadership is being decisive. So this guy, great guy, right? This guy's actually a really big, buff dude, right? But he was being indecisive. He was in the deer, right? He started defending, explaining, right, his issues, making excuses, going through it. He was in the deer situation there. And because of that, he lost a lot of respect from his wife. And he was wondering why. And it's because he wasn't being decisive. So in this situation, if you're sitting down with your wife as an example, right, you want to be decisive. Like, babe, we have Thanksgiving here. So it's Thanksgiving in the U.S. I know guys everywhere else in the world don't celebrate it. But we'll do it after the family's leaving. Or, you know what, we're going to sit down and on date night on Thursday. We are going to do, I'm cooking, we're eating in, or whatever you're going to do. And the kid, I got a babysitter for the kids. And you and I are going to have a conversation about our future. Right? That's decisive. Now I'm leading the relationship. And so, as it's often said, is where we do one thing, we do a lot of things, right? Where we do one thing, we do a lot of things. And some may even say where we do one thing, we do all things. So if you're being indecisive in your relationship, you're being indecisive in business. And that you, very rarely, in fact, I can't think of a time where I've talked to an extremely decisive business leader who's indecisive in his health, who's indecisive in his relationships, right? No. It's as you do one thing, you do all, right? So where are you being indecisive, right? Where in your relationships are you? So my challenge to you guys is to look at four areas, or look at all five areas of your life. Where are you being indecisive right now? And then be decisive. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. If it's fitness, if you're going to decide, you know what, I'm going to do the carnivore diet, go all in. Don't do carnivore today, paleo tomorrow, and then cookies and donuts the next day. Go all in. Just be decisive. Make a decision. You can change your mind, but be decisive and go all in, right? Your marriage, be decisive today in this moment. Be decisive. Hey, I'm all in. Again, you can change your mind later, but don't be, I don't know. I'm going to be all in if she does this, that, and the other. It doesn't work. Doesn't work, guys. You have to be decisive and you have to go all in. This gentleman I was talking to, he just couldn't be decisive. He just couldn't. And I asked him, I said, when are you going to get off the fence? And you know what he said? Doug, I don't know. He's being indecisive. When are you going to get off the fence, guys? That's the biggest question we get to ask ourselves. When are we going to get off the fence and go all in? Now, the guys that have gotten some results through this group, you guys are awesome. You guys went all in, right? You did the videos. You did the homework. You did what you said you were going to do, and it's amazing. And you're gonna hit some roadblocks along the way. You're going to hit some more roadblocks. As we wind down this training, I'm so glad that we're able to give. It's all great comments. Like, I've never been taught this. Most of us haven't, right? That's why we have the program. You know, as we come down, we're going to be closing the group, right? It's going to be closed. But I want to make sure you guys are getting the most out of this time. I want you to be reflective and grab a piece of paper right now and say, where are you not being decisive? Where can you go all in that you're not going all in? This is a time to really figure that out. This is a time to be in a situation where you're being decisive, you're going all in, and you're going after what you want. All areas. But certainly for the point in this group is your relationships. More importantly, the relationship with your spouse. Go all in. Because if you don't, you're going to repeat the patterns of the past. You're going to be like that construction worker with one tool. Maybe you picked up two or three tools along the way here. That's great. But it's not enough tools to build a firm foundation for a home. It's not enough tools to build an unwavering foundation for a king, the king that you are. So guys, I'm adamant about this. I'm obviously passionate, as all of you know by now. And I want this for you, right? I want you to be decisive. So pick four areas, four things that you're leaning on and hemming and hawing over or considering. And make a choice, one way or the other. Make a choice, set it down. Yes, I'm going to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. Yes, I'm doing this. No, I'm not doing that. I'm done. Excuse me. Simple as that. I invite you to do that right now. One could be your relationship, right? One could be the workshop. One could be your health and your workouts. One could be something in work. Whatever it is, pick four things right now. Get committed to it. I haven't steered you guys wrong at all. Pick four things and make decisive commitments. Bonus points. I'll give you 10 bonus points if you post what those things are below. And you may not know how you're going to make them happen, right? You may not know the why, or excuse me, the hows or the plan, but be decisive on you're going to do it. If you've been trying to drop weight, be decisive. I'm going to drop that 10 pounds. Done. Done talking about it. I'm done debating. I'm done saying negotiating with myself is over. I refuse to negotiate with myself. That's a decision, right? Once you make a decision, roll with it. It'll make you more successful. It'll put you more of an alpha state, and it'll affect all areas of your life. Guys, I love and honor you for the journey you're on. And I want everything for you. So if I could be of help, let me know, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, guys.